Let's go to the movies. I posted up on the blog The Champagne Safari, which is a documentary which tells the story of Charles Bedeau's Canadian subarctic expedition. He crossed British Columbia during the Great Depression, intertwined between the story of an expedition gone very wrong is the story of his collaboration with the Third Reich. And it gives you a very interesting and complex insight into the interaction of sort of the industrial establishment back and forth between the Allies and the Third Reich. It's a very important, complex story. And this is, it's really just a silly little kind of look into it. The best book on that topic is Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham, which gives you a really a much deeper overview. And then, of course, Edwin's Black on the IBM building of the databases for the Holocaust. But this story gives you just a little kind of insight, and it's an interesting piece of history that you'll never see anywhere else. Bedeau was a maker of efficiency systems for manufacturing and the industrial economy, very much disliked by labor and very much disliked by the unions. And you see somebody who is really promoting centralization and using technology to do centralization, and of course in bed with the Third Reich. And it's just it's an interesting personal story, but it's an interesting story where you see a lot of the issues of coming up into World War II. And so if you're interested in that history and that deeper history, I recommend it to you. It's a very unusual piece, The Champagne Safari. So that's it. Coming up, we have some very interesting material this month. Subscribers have asked for many years, could you please help us understand water, both water, how I make sure the water in my house is wonderful. So next week we have Dan Hilliard from LifeSource, a very successful company that's been helping build water systems for households for many, many decades. They're out of Pasadena. The following week, one of the top academic experts in the world on the geopolitics of water, not just currently, but throughout history. And then on May 30th, John Rappaport is coming back for his week. I asked John in response to the discussion we had with Foster and Kimberly Gamble to do a Soleri report on what a modified limited hangout is and how they're used. Very appropriate topic, given a lot of what's been going on in the news. And so John has said he would do one on limited modified hangouts. And so a lot to look forward from John Rappaport on May 30. So until May 16th next week, I'll be joining you again with My Water is Wonderful with Dan Hilliard. Please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.